Series finale time on tap as the Lynchburg Hillcats take on the Salem Red Sox here from the ballpark with the best view in single A baseball according to MILB.com in Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater for today's series finale as both teams enter today's game with a record of 7-7 and look to jockey for a share of first place in the Carolina League North, which is currently a lead held by the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take you through the starting lineups first for the visitors and the Lynchburg Hillcats. They lead things off with the third baseman, number 12, Nate Furman. Batting second, the shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. Batting third in left field, number 22, Angel Zarate. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 9, Guy Lipscomb. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 7, Mike Collado. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 11, Manuel Mejias. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 8, Tyrese Turner. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 13, Lexer Sadui. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 46, Jordan Brown. On the mound for the Hillcats today, number 24 in Bronny Munoz. For the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Taking us out at the designated hitter spot today in the top of the batting order, Roman Anthony, followed by Miguel Blaise, Alan Castro, Cutter Coffey, Luis Ravello, Juan Chacon, Lionel James, Roberto Mexicano is catching today, and Abram Liendo in the nine hole for your Salem Red Sox.
Stepping into the batter's box to lead things off, Nate Furman, the third baseman, adding 386 to begin his Carolina League season. First pitch from Elmer Rodriguez, cruise in for a strike. First pitch recorded today just a couple minutes late at 3:07 p.m. Broken bat as a fly ball goes over to second base into the glove of Ravello. I don't think that was a broken bat. I think that was a thrown bat that may have slipped out of the gloves of Nate Furman.
I think it's in a couple of shards there. That looks pretty short over there by the dugout. But regardless, yeah, we saw three broken bats yesterday, so I don't know what is with that trend, but it's happening a lot.
Brings up the two-hole batter, the shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers, a 324 batter as he watches a pitch low for ball one. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the starting pitcher for Salem, a native to Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico. A swing and a miss will even the count, 92-mile-per-hour fastball. 2021 fourth-round draft pick by the Red Sox. He'll catch a strike outside another fastball at 93. Originally coming out of Leadership Christian Academy in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico. Hang on a second. Here's a fly ball out to right. Miguel Blaise has it in his tracks. Will reach up and make the catch for out number two. Two quick outs will bring up the three-hole batter and the North Carolina product in Angel Zarate.
Zarate having himself a pretty decent series so far. Did not play yesterday for the Hillcats, but was solid the day before, ended up having three hits on an RBI as well on top of a walk.
A 325 batter taken on Rodriguez Cruz. First pitch outside and low for ball one, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Rodriguez Cruz originally committed to play for the Oregon Ducks prior to being drafted by the Red Sox. Called strike inside, that breaking ball coming in at 76 miles per hour, that curveball that he throws. Three-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, changeup for the Red Sox wearing number 15. Ball will miss outside. Changeup at 87. Two up, two down quickly here in the top of the first. Fastball misses outside. Zarate ahead in the count. Three balls and one strike. On a gorgeous Sunday afternoon, 62 degrees, partly cloudy here in Salem at first pitch. Swing and a miss will put the count full. Got him swinging on the fastball. 10-mile-per-hour winds are coming out of the west with gusts coming up to 23 miles per hour. Winds are blowing from right to left field. Payoff pitch up the middle. That gets through for the first base hit of the day. Angel Zarate aboard as the Hillcats try to start a two-out rally here in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, a little bit in on the hands, just able to poke that one right up the middle, put it between Ravello and Coffey just to the right of the second base bag. And ends up being a two-out single here for Angel Zarate. His solid series continues.
So it brings up the cleanup batter in Guy Lipscomb. First pitch taken inside. Ball one on a 76-mile-per-hour curve. The curve has an 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock break on it. It just misses there on the first pitch of the at-bat. Lipscomb yesterday going 0-for-2, but drawing three walks. Ball inside, and he works his first count in his favor, two balls and no strikes. Lipscomb waits with a runner at first base on the third offer from Rodriguez. Cruz outside, and Lipscomb has worked himself into a 3-0 count. Umpires today, Chris Janke in the field, Michael Corbett behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Lead for Zarate, very aggressive team in the Lynchburg Hillcats. Popping up is Mexicano, the catcher, but nothing doing for Zarate over at first. Well, Lynchburg, this series specifically, has been very aggressive on the base pass. A total of 22 stolen bases in the previous five games. Runner goes, throw down from Mexicano. The tag is applied, and appeal down. Believe safe is the call. No official signal from the field umpire, Chris Janke, as it was a walk. So the signal does not matter there. Got caught up in the action as Lipscomb draws a walk. Zarate will advance on the walk. Mike Collado, the next batter. Collado, the native to Santiago, Dominican Republic. First pitch, a called strike, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. That's where that fastball has been hanging out for Rodriguez Cruz in the first inning, right around 93 miles per hour. Can top out at 95. 0-1 finds the zone again, an 0-2 count. This is looking good for Rodriguez Cruz if he can find another strike to get out of a mini two-out rally put together by Lynchburg. Collado, a 289 batter. He'll foul one off into the seats up the left field line on a screamer that just finds its way. Into the seating area. A 2-for-3 performance with three RBIs yesterday. Collado, a double and a home run in yesterday's game. Was the player of the game for Lynchburg. He gets his first appearance on a Sunday afternoon, taking on Rodriguez Cruz. Bouncer up to short, picked up by Coffey. Throw into first. Tag is not made. It pulled him off the bag. Safe is the call from Chris Janke. It looked routine. I guess the swing of the arm from Lionel James just did not come in contact with Mike Collado. Everyone safe, bases loaded for Manuel Mejias.
Yeah, I think the throw just slightly offline there from Coffey. Ended up pulling James off the bag a little bit, and now the bases are juiced.
First two batters of the inning went down. Since then, three straight reaches off a single, a walk, and a reach on air. First pitch, a called strike on the curve to Manuel Mejias. Rodriguez Cruz sets, fires on a ball downstairs, 1-1 the count. Last time out for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, only pitched a third of an inning against the Carolina Mudcats, allowed five hits, seven runs. However, all of them were unearned due to an error in the first inning. Still with a zero ERA on his line. Bouncing ball over to third. Liendo on to first. That one is in time to Lionel James. Rodriguez Cruz gets out of a jam with a 5-3 ground out. Scoreless. The middle of the first. Salem gets its first opportunity when we come back on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. Red Sox get their first opportunity to grab the bats here on a Sunday afternoon, 3:05 start time. Roman Anthony leads things off, takes a ball outside at 87. Defensively for Lynchburg, Zarate, Sadui, and Lipscomb in the outfield from left to right. There's a fly ball left, foul, out of play. In the infield from left to right, Furman, Devers, Turner, and Brown. Munoz on the mound with Mejias behind the plate doing the catching. 1-1 to Anthony, taken downstairs. Two balls and a strike. A bit more on the starting pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats and Bronny Munoz. He'll foul one back. From Cotuí, Dominican Republic, signed on as an international free agent with the Cleveland Guardians organization. Has played with the Lynchburg Hillcats all the way back since 2021. Last season, however, did get to spend two games with the High A Lake County Captains, where he pitched 5 2/3 innings with the Captains. Ball upstairs, count goes full to Anthony. 3-2 as the first batter today for Salem. Payoff pitch, inside and high for a walk on a full count for Roman Anthony. Leadoff runner is aboard for the Red Sox.
Well, that continues a streak. Yesterday, the on-base percentage for Roman Anthony was 100. And 5 at-bats, he had 2 hits, 2 walks, and was aboard with a fielder's choice. Now he continues that streak today. 6 consecutive at-bats where he finds first base.
It brings up one of the top prospects playing with the Salem Red Sox in Miguel Blaze. A 1-for-5 performance yesterday. He's batting 304 on the season. Takes a first pitch ball inside. Red Sox today wearing their white pants, navy blue belts, red tops, with navy numbers, Red Sox written across the front of the jerseys with navy blue caps. Pickoff attempt back to Anthony, but he's back in safely. Lynchburg, meanwhile, wearing the road gray pants, navy blue socks, navy blue jerseys with teal sleeves. Hillcats written in teal. Grounder ball heading over to third. On to second for one. No throw onto first base, a fielder's choice. What a stop by Furman over at third base.
Yeah, that was a screamer down the left field line. Furman able to plant his feet, get his mitt on it, and deliver a nice throw as well. A little surprised there that Turner decided to not throw to first. I thought he had a chance to get the out at first, and instead doesn't even throw it at all.
Regardless, it's still a runner at first base for Salem. Just substituting out Anthony for Blaze as Alan Castro gets his first at-bat. Called strike at the letters at 84.
And as far as base running goes, Anthony and Blaze are pretty much interchangeable. Both of those two lead the team in stolen bases.
Wind-up pitch. A fly ball hit towards left field. Zarate trails into foul territory but will run out of real estate as it lands in the Salem bullpen. Finishing up Lynchburg's jerseys, white numbers on the front and back, navy blue caps with their primary logo adorning the front. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless so far here in Salem. Pickoff back to first base, but Blaze able to get back in safely. Castro, the current batter, taking on Bronny Munoz, who last appeared back on April 16th against Myrtle Beach. Got the start, pitched in 4 1/3, allowed 7 hits and 2 runs in that appearance against the Pelicans. Pickoff back to first, but again back in safely is Blaze. And Munoz has extinguished his 2 disengagements. Sets for a while. Pitch clock at 7. Ground ball gets through the right side for a base hit. Blaze is heading for third. Stopping at first is Castro. Thought about coming home on a delayed throw from Lipscomb in from right, but Blaze stays at third. There are runners at the corners for Cutter Coffee, who was the hero a couple nights ago. Coffey has a chance to get a big base hit to put Salem up early. The Bakersfield, California native, second-round draft pick in the most recent MLB draft by the Red Sox organization. Yesterday went 1-for-4. Called strike down low, 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball.
Well, last time Cutter Coffey was at the dish and Miguel Blaze stood on third, good things happened.
A walk-off two nights ago in extras. Runner goes, throw down on a pitch low, pickoff back to third instead. Safe at third, says Chris Jenke, even though he was standing 90 feet away over at second to watch that play. A smart play by Mejias to throw down to third, seeing that Blaze may try to break for home.
Yes. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
A stolen base for Alan Castro. Swing and a miss by Coffey makes it an 0-2. You're saying, Gio?
Well, it was a smart play, and I think that was the right call. It looked like at first Miguel Blaze was going to be thrown out by a mile, but the way he was kind of able to contort his body and try and slide in with the left hand instead of the right hand, the tag was missed.
Check swing by Coffey, appeal down, and he says he went. So strike three for Cutter Coffey, turns around, has a couple words for the home plate umpire, but will walk back. There are now two outs with runners at second and third for Luis Ravello.
Yeah, tough strike out there for Coffey. He didn't think he went. We'd have to see it again, but regardless, there's two away.
Called strike inside to the new batter in Ravello. Ronnie Munoz in a bit of a jam himself, now with two runners in scoring position in just the bottom of the first inning. A swing and a miss over top of a pitch low. Hold on a second, they said Ronnie Munoz balked. And a balk will drive in the first run of the ballgame. Salem has a 1-0 lead.
You know, never seen it as much as we see it at this level. Runs balked in. It happened a lot early in this series. We went a handful of games without it, and we're seeing it again.
Ball down low. So that pitch is wiped out. It's as if it never happened because of the balk, so it is now a 1-1 count to Ravello. Pitch, a swing and a miss. And lucky there, if that balk pitch had counted, that would be strike three. Instead, it's just a 1-2 count.
You know, Ravello, one of the quieter bats on the team, but still good for about averaging a hit a game.
267 average for Ravello. A bouncing ground ball over to third. Furman picks it up onto first base. Long throw, but it's in time for the out. Ravello disagrees with the call. And it will be a 1-0 Red Sox lead as we head to the second inning.
It looked like the foot was pulled completely off of for Brown, and then his foot went back onto the bag, but I thought by the time his foot was back on the bag, Ravello had reached. I think that's exactly what Ravello saw. There's no doubt that there was a gap between base and foot for a split second there. So regardless, though, well, we're having a conversation. Oh, yeah.
And they overturn this, a conversation between the umpires. They call him safe at first. That's big. That scores another run for Salem. And now Lynchburg, who was all the way back in their dugout, will have to come back. Jordan Smith, the manager for the Lynchburg Hillcats, is coming out to have a conversation.
Remember, there is no review. So they had to have the other umpires say, hey, I think you got that one wrong. And I'm curious if they're going to give this a hit or an error. Probably an error.
Well, I wonder what Jordan Smith is saying right now. You doubt this can be double overturned.
There's no way.
And you have to imagine if it is, then Liam Carroll, the manager for the Salem Red Sox, will come back out. The Red Sox here doing their in-between inning promotions. And Jordan Smith's appeal will not work out. Here comes the Lynchburg defense again. It is 2-0 Red Sox on a reach on what we assume is going to be an error for Lynchburg.
Yeah, still waiting for the scoreboard to update here. I'd have to think this would be an error. We've seen a lot of things, though, this series in particular kind of be ruled hits that you thought, hey, maybe it could have gone either way. I talked a lot about that with actually Mike Heller yesterday from Strikes for Tykes up in the booth, former minor league umpire, and he kind of agreed on that, that there were some things that could have gone either way, and both some hit error type stuff and some calls, and you're seeing that on full display here.
So Ravello is at first base. It is 2-0 Red Sox in front. Even the scoreboard here at Salem Memorial Ballpark has not updated to reflect that. As it brings up Juan Chacon.
Maybe we should let somebody know.
Swing and a miss for Chacon to begin the at-bat. Well, now I'm curious what the staff here is going to do. They've just burnt their end of first promotions. It's not the end of the first yet, technically. They do rule that a base hit on the scoreboard. Interesting. So it is 2-0 Red Sox off a RBI single for Ravello. Pickoff back to first and called safe by Chris Jahnke in the field.
That's another one of those scenarios where that I could see where it would be a hit because of the way they've been scoring this series so far. But in some capacities, I could see where that would be an error as well. They end up ruling it a hit, and now we're having more conversation.
Jordan Smith, again, not happy with the umpiring crew. This is the closest he's been physically to Michael Corbett, the home plate umpire, all series. And it doesn't seem like it's a heated conversation.
Go ahead, TK.
No, but typically you'll see a lot of managers try to intimidate and back down an umpire by getting as close as they can, and it's a good job there by Michael Corbett standing his ground.
Yeah, they're having some tight dialogue here. You should have seen, I know you missed the last couple, but there was a moment where Liam Carroll got into it on, I want to say, Friday night with one of the umpires, and Corbett and Jahnke have both officiated this entire series up to this point. And, oh boy, dialogue continues. But Carroll was getting up into it for sure.
Hold on a second here. He's not listening to the umpires. He's getting into ejection territory. And finally, Chris Jahnke will come in to escort him back to the dugout. So no ejection. Jordan Smith gets to stick around, but he was definitely... When an umpire tells you to get back, and he only gives you a certain amount of chances before you're tossed, so.
Right.
Obviously, nothing too bad was said. Juan Chacon steps back in with an 0-1 count. And that's the other thing. It was a strike. Maybe talking about the pickoff attempt. Runner goes on a foul ball at the first base side. Hit and run is given up. Two to nothing, Red Sox lead, bottom of the first, jumping out to an early lead here. After Lynchburg left the bases loaded in the top of the first. Ball downstairs, one ball, two strikes.
Chacon's been really solid this year, specifically defensively, but he's been really good. Three triples on the year after a triple yesterday.
If he would do that again, it would drive in Ravello. 1-2. In the air, hit deep towards left field. Zarate looks back, looks up. It's gone. No, off the top of the wall. Zarate throws it in. It disappeared in the wall towards the advertisements, but apparently just bounces off the top of the wall. My apologies. And all of a sudden, Zarate was throwing it back in.
Yeah, he stopped. He really played that smartly. He stopped after he watched it all the way to the track, then started backing up, realizing that it was going to hit off the wall and he wasn't going to have a chance to catch it. So that was really a smart play by Angel Zarate out there in left field. The best possible play, because if he did chase that all the way to the wall, you would have been looking at a situation where Chacon probably would have made it to third, if not scored, and inside the Parker. So it was well played out in left. Best you could play that situation.
Well, that reversed call now has cost Lynchburg two runs, a swing and a miss by the next batter, Lionel James. Again, my apologies. The crowd reacted alongside with me when that ball seemed to disappear over the left field wall. And then Zarate was throwing it in. Either way, it's now a double for Juan Chacon.
It's okay, T. TK, it happens to all of us. I saw one of the greats, Michael Kay, did it just the other day on a Yankees broadcast. Thought it was a home run, and it was off the top of the wall.
Foul ball hooking back behind the plate.
Which also sparked a YouTube search of when it happened during the COVID games. The radio broadcaster, John Sterling for the Yankees, saw a replay and thought it was live while he was calling the game remotely, as if it was an Aaron Judge home run that was not.
1-2, swing and a miss by James. 3-run score and a big overturn of a call leads to a couple more for Salem. We head to the second inning. 3-0 Red Sox in front on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem, top of the second inning. Lynchburg finds itself in a 3-0 hole after a Luis Ravello ground out, as it was called at the time, was overturned to a single, ball upstairs at 91. After that, Juan Chacon hit an RBI double to drive home another. So a two-run decision by the umpire staff as a 91-mile-per-hour fastball misses low. Swing and a foul ball back. Tyrese Turner, the current batter.
But again, we go back to, I think it was the right call. It looked like it had pulled Brown off the bag in time for Ravello to get there, and it was the right call.
So we've seen Turner a couple times so far this series. Did not play yesterday. Had a 0-for-5 performance two nights ago. But he'll lift one towards left field. Underneath it, Chacon. He ranges back. I think it went a little further than he was anticipating, but it still finds its way into the leather webbing.
Quick work here by Rodriguez Cruz. And, you know, it's early, but can Salem sustain this? This is kind of how the pacing went early yesterday. Salem started hot, ended up dropping a three-piece in the bottom of the second, then didn't score again the rest of the game, and defensively crumbled late after a really strong start.
Lexer Sadui fouls one off. Well, Lynchburg trying to get its offense going. You don't want to be in a 3-0 hole at any point in the game. So trying to cut into that deficit. Called strike on a nice curve at 77. The Caracas, Venezuela native Lexer Sadui in the batter's box. A 214 batter to this point in the year, with 9 base hits. Only one for extra bases that went over the wall. Ball upstairs at 93. Fastball hasn't been the best control pitch for Rodriguez Cruz. A bouncing foul ball, foul at 77. Yeah, that fastball has missed the zone a lot today.
Yeah, It's early. It's early. But I agree with you.
1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Sadui goes down on strikes. It's the first strikeout for Rodriguez Cruz on the day. Only his third strikeout this season. Not a big strikeout pitcher. Only two strikeouts entering today's game with 3 1/3 innings pitched.
It's a strikes for Tykes strikeout. Head to strikesfortykes.org.
Ground ball over to third. Liendo picks it up for Jordan Brown. Brown will ground out to third. Three up, three down go the Hillcats in the top of the second. Bottom two coming up with Mexicano, Liendo, and Anthony due up. 3-0 Sox. We'll be back here on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-9-1 portion of the batting order due up for Salem. Gilberto Mexicano, Abram Liendo, and Roman Anthony due up this frame against Bronny Munoz. First pitch falls in for strike one on a 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Gilberto Mexicano, the 22-year-old Venezuelan native. All downstairs. Two breaking balls in a row to start the inning for Munoz.
He's only played in one game so far this series. It was game two on Wednesday.
He sends a charge into one to deep right center field. It will stay in the confines of Salem Memorial. Lipscomb reaches up to make the catch in right field. Well hit ball, but this is a cavernous ballpark that keeps most, if not all, hard hit balls in.
Yeah, I was talking to Daniel McCalvany, one of the catchers for the Red Sox, celebrated his 20th birthday just the other day, and he was talking about how the wall looks so much closer, too, when you're standing at home plate because of how far away it is and how tall it is. It's just impossible to hit home runs out of this place, close to it anyways, and he talked too, like 325 down the poles is not short by any means. So all around 401 dead center. This is a deep park with a high wall.
Two pitches gone in this at bat. One ball, one strike delivered to Abram Liendo, the next batter for Salem. As he sends one towards left field, Zarate ranges back, will look up and make the catch. Two flyouts to open the Salem second.
Zarate made that thing just look routine, just kind of read it the entire way. He's been really strong all series defensively out in left field. Still impressed with how he played that double off the wall. He was the reason that didn't turn into a triple, the way he read that bounce.
First pitch right down Main Street to Roman Anthony. Anthony, the designated hitter today for Salem, drew a walk back in the first inning. He'll swing and miss at the second offering, an 84-mile-per-hour changeup for strike two. O2 delivery lifted towards left field, and Zarate will reach up and make the catch. Three up, three down on three flyouts. When we come back for the third, It's our trivia third when we come back here on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third, top of the order for Lynchburg. Nate Furman, Jose Devers, Angel Zarate. Only one hit on the scoreboard for Lynchburg. It belongs to Zarate as we'll get a pre-first pitch of the inning delay as Furman ties his shoe.
Even the pros got to tie their shoes sometimes.
Yes, sir. Well, that'll give us a little bit of time to talk about our trivia third inning. As the first pitch is delivered downstairs for ball one, 91 mile per hour fastball. Every third inning here in Salem, I'm giving you a trivia question with some points to get answered. 1-0 lifted towards left field. Coming after it, diving play! Juan Chacon lays out and grabs it, but hold on a second. He's a little slow to get up, shows the baseball, and it looks like he's okay.
Man, I love that guy.
What a grab.
It's the second time he's made a catch like that today. This series, rather. Just an incredible diving grab. A little slower to get up, but once you spend some time around these guys, he's a character. He's one of the jokesters on the team. Always, no matter what. He could have gone 0 for 5 on the day, has a smile on his face, just a true piece of joy. And to see him, being okay to get up here and make a great catch like that, that was sweet. That was a nice catch.
So Chacon being checked out by the athletic trainers. But as always, you can, and hang on, we'll get a replay if you're watching on MILB TV. Yeah, just what a grab by Chacon. He's getting checked out right now, out in the left, but as always, you can respond to trivia third inning by using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter to submit your answers. Seems like Chacon's okay. He stays out in left. It brings up Jose Devers. Anyway, our trivia question today is, who was the last... interrupt myself for a called strike, 91 mile per hour pitch. But who was the last Red Sox pitcher to lead the American League in ERA, strikeouts, and wins in the same season? Called strike downstairs, and that is the last Boston Red Sox pitcher to lead the AL in ERA, strikeouts, and wins in the same season. 0-2 fouled off. Again, if you want to submit your answers, you can tweet at us, not just trivia answers, but just general conversation. Let us know who you're rooting for on the team, where you're watching from. Just have a general question or anything you want to talk about. Hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Answer to that trivia question coming up in the bottom of the third. Foul ball by Jose Devers keeps the count at 0-2.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone engaging. We have had some really cool people engage from so many different places.
Grounder to third. Liendo crossing the diamond. Throw is in time. Nearly took James off the bag, but a good recovery from Lionel James. A 5-3 ground out, two up, two down.
Yeah, James is really an underappreciated first baseman over there because he does a nice job. He had a couple of plays yesterday where he had to jump, make a catch, and then land down on top of the bag in time. Just some really athletic plays. He's very flexible. That makes some really nice stretches. Solid defender over there at first.
Called Strike D'Angel Zarate, the University of North Carolina product. Dad Carlos Zarate played pro baseball in Mexico as he'll ground one over to second. Ravello on to first. Three up, three down. Go the Hillcats for the second straight inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom of the third, and your trivia answer coming up after the break. 3-0 Sox lead on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem. Miguel Blaise stands in the batter's box. An 0-for-1 day so far as he takes a first pitch breaking ball low, 1-0 count. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first, later came around to score. Ball downstairs. He came around to score on a balk from Bronny Munoz. Seen a lot of balks so far early in the season. Hope those get ironed out for pitchers across the league. 2-0, bouncing ground ball to third. Furman over to Brown, takes him off the bag, safe at first, and reaching is Miguel Blaise. And that will be an error on Furman.
I was going to say, if they ruled that one a hit, that one I would have contested.
I don't want to assume anymore. I respect.
Seems it's like not always wrong.
It's not an easy job to be an official scorer. I've just had my disagreements with the official scorer sometimes. Alan Castro, who's 1-for-1 today, stands in. A called strike at the letters. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about baseball, too, is that it is at some point subjective.
Yes.
A hit can be an error to somebody else. It's not a clear-cut definition.
Bark at the park in full effect.
Yeah, I'm hearing a few of them. They've been quiet up till now. A ball will make it a 1-1 count.
I could never bring my dog to the ballpark.
No, then you have to worry about potentially cleaning up, and I just don't want to deal with the hassle. Pickoff back to first base, back in safely, is Miguel Blaise, who reached on the air.
See, my dog, he's very well behaved, but he loves other dogs a lot, and they get into it and start playing. It could be messy.
A fly ball hit out towards deep left center field. Zarate goes back, looks up, it's off the wall again. Blaise getting the green light. Relay coming for Lynchburg. Throw to the plate will be well late. It's an RBI double for Alan Castro. Salem extends their lead
4-0 in the bottom of the third.
Man, Miguel Blaze is a speed demon around the base pass. I mean, blazing speed. He was well to third as that thing was hitting off the wall. There was no doubt he was going to head home. Not every guy has that kind of natural speed. Blaze is one of them.
Well, we'll give you our trivia question one more time. Typically reveal the answers with one out in the bottom of the third. We haven't got that yet. So who is the last Boston Red Sox pitcher to lead the AL in ERA, strikeouts, and wins in the same season? Again, tweet in your answers at hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Called Strike the Cutter Coffee, and that's SalemSoxBroadCast. It's not the spelling bee, but I feel like I can compete now. Swing and a miss called for strike number two, excuse me. O2 bounces in the dirt. Heading over for third is Alan Castro. Throw down. Safe is the call. Alan Castro safe at third. A runner 90 feet away with nobody out here in the inning. Bottom of the third. 4-0 Sox currently in front.
That was a gutsy move to take off there by Castro. Ends up paying off, but that one was close. Does pay off, though.
It was a nice block by Mejias. It's not like it went all the way to the backstop. It was a 50-50 decision for Castro, and he just ended up flipping the coin on the right side. Ball upstairs. Count goes even to Cutter Coffee. 2-2. He struck out swinging against Munoz, his first at-bat of the day. Two bounces in the dirt yet again. This one trickles away, but a smart move by Castro not to head home as Munoz was already on his way home to cover.
Wow, that hit like 2 feet in front of home plate.
It's been a couple bouncing balls before home plate for Bronny Munoz, making his first appearance and start of the series. Ground ball heading over to third. It will trickle into foul territory. It popped off the glove for Furman. Likely would have kept Castro at third, but allowed Coffee to reach had it stayed fair. These two teams, you couldn't call them more even opponents. Both 7-7 on the season, both half a game back of Delmarva currently. Here comes the 3-2 delivery to Cutter Coffee. He takes it upstairs for ball four. Second walk drawn today by the Red Sox against Munoz. Brings up Ravello. He was a topic of hot commodity back in the first inning when he had a ground ball over to third, and it was called out originally. Umpires convened, and it was overturned. Time clock violation. I believe this is against Ravello for not being ready, and it is, so it's an automatic strike. Here's the 0-1 on the first pitch of the at-bat, inside for ball one. It's very interesting now with the pitch clock that you can say that.
The only time in baseball it's ever been able to be said. Welcome to 2023.
1-1, runner goes, a hit and run pays off. Ravello singles into right, in to score Castro. Coffee heads for third, runners at the corners. Salem gets another run across, 5-0 against their rivals, the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Best start we've seen out of Salem so far this year. Scoring 5 this early. Can they sustain it? That'll be the question. The last two nights, they didn't score past the second inning until they scored in the bottom of the 10th on Friday to win it. Can they sustain this? Or at least can the defense hold up enough?
Juan Chacon hit a double off the top of the left field wall his last time up. He'll take a ball outside at 89. Fastball for Munoz.
Again, it was almost his fourth triple of the year if it wasn't read perfectly. That thing was a rocket and about 5 feet away from being a home run.
Pitching coach Tony Arnold makes his way out of the dugout for Lynchburg to have a quick conversation. I have to imagine, due to the configuration of Salem Memorial Ballpark, the only way you can see Lynchburg's bullpen is if you're in a patio right on top of it out in right field.
Right.
Other than that, it's nearly completely blocked. I would assume there's action going.
See a couple of feet moving, that's it.
So, a quick conversation.
I'll say this, too. They're going to be more likely to keep Munoz in there, though, because for as long as possible, they're plain and simple. By game six, you start to run out of arms a little bit, and you got to remember, you got to go out and do this all over again on Tuesday as well.
Lynchburg, in yesterday's game, only used three arms. It was a relatively conservative game from a pitching standpoint by manager Jordan Smith, as the aforementioned Smith nearly gets hit with a foul ball that rockets into the Lynchburg dugout. A day off league-wide tomorrow before beginning a new six-game series starting up on Tuesday. 1-1 runner goes. Another hit and run pays off. Second consecutive batter to do that. Coffey scores. Stopping at third is Ravello. An RBI single for Juan Chacon on the first pitch back from a mound visit. It is 6-0 Salem. Which, again, still no outs here. I'll give you a little bit more time to come up with your trivia answers. This is the last time I'll repeat the question for those who want to play. Last Boston Red Sox pitcher to lead the AL in strikeouts, wins, and ERA in the same season. Runner goes, no throw, throw down to third instead, but Ravello is back in safely. Chacon with a stolen base, runners at second and third for the batter Lionel James. Grounder, that gets a fair ball up the left field line, in to score Ravello, right behind him Chacon. Lionel James gets into second base with a two RBI double. It is all Salem Sox here in the early part of this one.
I mean, this is incredible. Just knock after knock. Everybody's seeing it, and it's true, the offensive momentum. All of a sudden, guys will go from not seeing anything till hit after hit after hit. That's the beauty of baseball, and this is going to be the day here for Munoz.
A quick visit to the mound, which will be the day for Bronny Munoz. Well, while we have this pitching change, baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I think you might score some rewards.
I think you may. So a call to the bullpen here. As out of the bullpen, for Lynchburg, it is number 43 for the Hillcats.
He's not rostered as of right now.
Luis Almonte added to the roster today, literally penciled into the official roster.
Yeah.
So Luis Almonte is the new pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Has been playing in the organization since 2019 and making his single A baseball debut after spending all of last season with the Arizona Complex League Guardians with a 2.25 ERA in 17 appearances, carried a 1-2 record with 5 saves for the ACL Guardians. So welcome to single A Luis Almonte as your Berto Mexicano steps into the batter's box.
always nice to see a young talent step up to the next level. So single-A debut for Almonte, who looks back at second and fires his first pitch. Downstairs, trickles away, ball one, 79-mile-per-hour pitch. For the native of Villa Altagracia, Dominican Republic. ...23-year-old Dominican right-hander fires the 1-0 on a high fly ball hit towards center. Sadui ranges back, looks up, and this hits off the base of the wall. Lionel James rounds third, gets the green light, no throw, and it's another RBI double. Third double of the inning and seventh straight batter to reach for Salem, extending this to a 9-0 lead, a sixth spot here in the third.
This is the best scoring we've seen besides an 8-spot that happened late in a game in the Delmarva series by the Red Sox. But the impressive thing is here is they haven't been helped. They had one error and one walk. Other than that, it's hit after hit after hit.
Well, it may seem like a long time ago, but back in game one of this series on the 18th, an 8-spot in the fifth for Salem. Foul ball back into the screen for strike one. Abram Liendo, the next batter. Still no outs in the inning.
Was that this series? They all blend into each other.
I mean, it's a six-game series. I don't blame you for
that. Feels like it was a month ago.
0-1. Ball trickles away downstairs. Wild pitch will allow Mexicano to go up to third. What an inning for Salem. Seven batters have come up, seven batters have reached.
Still nobody out.
So no answers in trivia as of yet, but do want to say a quick hello to IT Photo Guy on Twitter, watching from Nashville, Tennessee. 1-1 called strike down the middle at 92. His better half's nephew is Roman Anthony, who is standing on deck.
Who already, well, he was not up in this half inning. He was up in the second.
We'll see him in this inning. Called strike three on a pitch that looked a tad low, but catching the strike zone right around the knees, Abram Liendo goes down looking. First single-A strikeout in Luis Almonte's career, as it brings up IT Photo Guy's wife's nephew, Roman Anthony.
There you go.
Oh for one so far with a walk and a flyout. Takes a pitch low for ball one at 87 from Almonte.
It's just a matter of time, both Anthony and Coffey, before these two just absolutely explode. So talented. Anthony is incredibly powerful.
Ball upstairs at 92, 2-0 count to Anthony.
When you're down there for these teams taking BP, you can tell when Roman Anthony is at the plate because there's just an extra pop. It's just that much louder and more powerful when he's taking swings.
2-0 delivery. Has not offered a swing yet as three pitches have missed outside the zone for Luis Almonte. For Lynchburg starter Bronny Munoz, his day is done after just two innings pitched, allows seven hits, nine runs, all of them on his line, two walks and two strikeouts. Almonte's 3-0. Ball four upstairs, and Roman Anthony will draw a four-pitch walk, and it's official. The Red Sox have batted around. It brings up Miguel Blaise, who led off this inning. By the way, there is one out here in the bottom of the third now, so it's time to reveal our trivia answer. If you're just tuning in, our trivia question today is, who was the last Boston Red Sox pitcher to lead the American League in ERA, strikeouts, and wins in the same season? Our answer today, the great Pedro Martinez. Pitch clock violation. It's a 1-0 count. Luis Almonte getting called on a pitch clock violation.
First time for everything.
First time in the single A level. Probably the first time pitch clock as well.
He has 5 seconds to pitch, and pitching with more than enough time now on a ball inside. That's 6 straight balls for Almonte. 9-0, the Salem lead. 6 runs already scoring here in the bottom of the third, with more potentially on the way with runners at the corners. Called strike will end a streak of 6 straight as Blaise watches it go by. 2-1 count. Righty on righty. 0-2 today, but Blaise trying to end that spell. Almonte fires a big swing and a miss from Blaise for strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Could be a big pitch here for Almonte. Nope, hang on a second. He took a little bit too long yet again. Almonte showing some frustration to home plate umpire Michael Corbett. It's an automatic ball, and the count's now full.
Yeah, that's a big violation there.
Blaise is ready in the box of fire. Called strike 3. Blaise was about to throw the bat to the side. Instead, takes a trip back to the dugout. Second strikeout looking for Almonte this inning. Alan Castro, 2-for-2 today, a single and a double. Had a double earlier this inning that scored Miguel Blaise that started the scoring. Broken bat on a grounder over to short. Devers will step on second himself. Castro, an inning-ending fielder's choice. But the damage is done for Salem. A 6 spot here in the bottom of the third. Red Sox lead 9-0 as we head to the fourth on MILB TV. Welcome you back here. Top of the fourth inning, about to get going, taking you the way through the middle innings. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate you, Tyler. 9-0, the Red Sox on top of the Hillcats here as we get you going in the top of the fourth. Guy Lipscomb to lead us off, and the first pitch is swung on and lifted foul out into the seats in left, just shy of the Salem Red Sox bullpen, and the count now moves to 0-1. Lipscomb in his one plate appearance today ended up walking, made it all the way to second before the bases were left stranded full. 0-1 misses outside, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Swing and a line drive up the middle, but it's caught by the shortstop Cutter Coffey as he ranges to his left, snags it with his left mitt, and there's one away. This will bring up the designated hitter, Mike Collado. He was aboard first on an error in his first at-bat this afternoon. He's been dynamite all series long, though. Was the MVP a day ago. The first pitch finds the zone on a 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Ended up with a two-run homer over the left field fence on top of an RBI double as the 0-1 finds the zone again at 77, and it's 0-2. Besides that, though, Collado had a hit a couple of days ago as well. The 0-2 rifled out into right, down for a base hit. Collado's big series continues as his first hit of the ball game, and it's a one-out single. Runner on first here with one down. Here's Manuel Mejias catching this afternoon, and, well, kind of the polar opposite of Mike Collado, to keep it brief. Struggling a little bit this series is Mr. Mejias, 0-for-1 this afternoon, batting 163 on the year. The first pitch is a fastball at 92 at the letters that finds the zone. The count now 0-1. Started the game on a ground out yesterday as a DH. Struck out three times, went 0-for-5 in his outing. Rodriguez Cruz, the 0-1 pitch, misses low, and the count now 1-1 on a changeup out of the zone. Before that, Mejias in the 13-4 win on Thursday also went 0-for with two strikeouts, 0-for-6, the 1-1 chopped on the ground, fouled into right, and the count now 1-2. He did not play in the 5-2 win for Salem on Wednesday. In the series opener is where he had his best stuff, with an RBI double and a single. Went 2-for-6 that day. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew the 91-mile-an-hour fastball right by him. And there's two away.
And Rodriguez Cruz, one of the top prospected pitchers on this Salem Red Sox roster, just able to blow a couple of pitches by Mejias. Also struck out Lexer Sadui in the last inning. But prior to that single by Mike Collado, it set down 8 Hillcats in a row.
Second strikeout of the day for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Here's Tyrese Turner. Looks in the first pitch at 91. It misses low, and the count now 1-0. Turner 0-for-1 on the day. Did not play in yesterday's ball game. Has appeared, though, a few times throughout the series. Went 0-for-5 in that 5-4 Salem win in walk-off fashion. 1-0 misses again at 75 this time. And the count now 2-0 for Tyrese Turner. Has yet to register a hit this season. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive out into right. It's a one-hopper grabbed by Blaise, and there is the first hit of the year for Tyrese Turner. Right on cue. Runners on first and second with two away.
And we saw this from Lynchburg back in the first inning as well, able to get a few runners on, especially with more outs on the board. Rodriguez Cruz able to get out of that jam back in the first inning, so we'll see how he responds here against Sadui, a guy who he struck out in his last at-bat.
Well, you talk about big runs with two outs. When you look back to the top of the seventh just a day ago, as here's Lexer Sadui, first pitch, finds the zone at 91, painting the inside corner, and it's 0-1. In the top of the seventh yesterday, a two-run rally and a Mike Collado RBI double is what drove in a few runs, all of which came with two outs. The 0-1 swung on, lifted high into the air, trailing towards foul territory in left. It's out of play, into the seats. And now the count 0-2. As an entire Little League baseball team will chase after this foul ball.
Yeah, they were introduced with the Salem Sox players just prior to the national anthem. Always good to see that combination of the professional team and the Little League teams coming together and joining forces.
Runners on first and second. 0-2 the count. A swing and a miss. A scoop up here by Mexicano. He tags Lexer Sadui, and that'll do it. Two strikeouts in the inning for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. It's a 9-0 lead for Salem as they're cruising on to the bottom of the fourth here on MILB TV. bottom of the fourth here for you at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for choosing to spend your Sunday with us. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Cutter Coffee will lead us off. Your cleanup guy, but leading us off here in the bottom of the fourth. Looks in the first pitch, a fastball at 92. It's 1-0. Now fouls away the 1-0. And the count now 1-1. Cutter Coffee so far today, a walk and a strikeout. The 1-1 ripped on the ground. It's through for a base hit in a left. A leadoff single for Cutter Coffee to get us going in the bottom of the fourth.
And Coffee's looked so good. You talk about that walk-off single two nights ago. Walked and came around to score, getting his first base knock of the day. Salem just cannot seem to be slowed down offensively.
Second inning of work here for Luis Almonte in his single-A debut. He's given up a pair of hits so far, does have two strikeouts. Luis Ravello skies one out into shallow center field on the first pitch he sees. Lexer Sidhui camps underneath it and makes the grab for out number one. Ravello just gets underneath that one a little too much. Cutter Coffee aboard first, and there's one away. 9-0 the lead for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fourth. It has been all Salem as they continue to cruise along off the pitching from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the defensive side. The offense has been there as well. Runner goes from first. The throw down to second is not in time, and it's a stolen base for Cutter Coffee on a pitch that missed outside for Juan Chacon. It's a 1-0 count with a runner in scoring position and one down.
Red Sox starting to get a little bit more aggressive on the base pass today, seeing that it's been working against Mejias.
Chacon 2-for-2, the 1-0. Finds the zone on the inside corner up by the letters at 92, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Started with an RBI double off the left field wall and then an RBI single. 1-1 on the way to Chacon. This is a fastball that finds the zone again, and the count now 1-2. Chacon also had a diving grab out in left field defensively earlier today. Appeared to be shaken up, then flashed the leather, got up A-OK, and has remained in this ball game. Probably a little sore tomorrow, that's all. 1-2 to Chacon. Check swing upstairs on a fastball high and in, and the count now 2-2. Michael Corbett did appeal to Chris Jahnke late, and Jahnke says he did not go. Runner on second, it's Coffee with the lead. One down, the 2-2 misses upstairs, and the count now full. That was 93 on the radar gun. Fastest pitch we've seen from Luis Almonte today.
And once he gets a little bit more comfortable at this level, it's very different pitching in Salem, even when it is at the 60 degrees, rather than pitching in Arizona last season.
3-2, swung on and missed. Chacon way out in front of that changeup, and there's two away. Second strikeout of the day, third strikeout of the day for Luis Almonte. And here's Lionel James, the first baseman, coming off the heels of a two RBI single back in what was part of a six run bottom of the third. Foul ball into right. The count now 0-1 for Lionel James. Coffee makes the trot back to second. A runner on second with two away. 9-0 the lead for the Red Sox. Almonte glances to second, kicks and deals the 0-1. This doinks off the bottom of the bat and deflects foul. Count now 0-2. James has made a couple of particularly nice plays over at first defensively as well. A leaping grab and a big stretch. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high fastball. James tried to pull back, and there was no chance. Too much forward momentum. Fourth strikeout of the day for Luis Almonte. Salem scores no runs. They put one hit on the board, no errors, and one left on base. Top of the fifth after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. top of the fifth here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. A gorgeous afternoon on a Sunday for some baseball, and a 9-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz enters now his fifth inning of work. 6'3", 160-pounder out of Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico, a 19-year-old drafted in the fourth round in 2021 when he was 17 years old. A swing and a miss by the nine-hole hitter Jordan Brown, and the count now 0-1. Been quite the day so far for the Cruz missile. He kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch. Below the knees, and the count now even at a ball and a strike on a breaking ball that misses. One-time Oregon commit, went to Leadership Christian High School in Puerto Rico. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul dribbler back behind home plate in the count. Now at 1-2. Last time he pitched was at Carolina on the 16th. Gave up 5 hits and 7 runs, only pitched a third of an inning. Not the case today. The 1-2 well outside, and it's even at 2-2. Really redeeming himself in a lot of ways here with this outing.
Yeah, the errors in the field didn't help him down in Carolina. None of those runs were earned, so still technically a zero ERA.
2-2, skied away out towards the track out and deep left, all the way back towards the wall. It is gone. Wow. Jordan Brown with a solo shot over the left field wall, an absolute moonshot that looked like it was no doubt going to stay in the ballpark, just caught the jet stream up there in left field and carried all the way out of here. First run of the day for the Hillcats. It's 9-1.
Well, what a unfortunate time for me to talk about Elmer Rodriguez Cruz having that 0.00 ERA. No longer the case with that Jordan Brown home run.
Here's Nathan Furman, leadoff hitter. The first pitch misses outside. It's 1-0. Wouldn't be shocked if Rodriguez Cruz gets the yank shortly, just because that's how, with the 1-0 pitch, finds the zone, and the count now 1-1. That's kind of how not only the minor leagues work, how Liam Carroll likes to do things, usually 4 to 5 innings, but that's more of a pitch count thing than anything that comes from above. 1-1, misses inside, and the count now 2-1. Usually once, you know, you get to the point where you give up a couple of walks or a couple of hits or a home run like that, that might be the day. Still in, though, for now is Elmer Cruz, the 2-1. Finds the zone on a fastball painting the outside corner, and the count now even at 2-2. Furman 0-2 on the day. Despite that, though, batting .370 on the year, one of the better bats in the league. Was outstanding a handful of days ago. The 2-2 on the way. Swung on and fouled back towards the Salem Red Sox dugout. And the count will stay at 2-2. And 3 hits in the 13-4 win. Here's the 2-2. Misses outside, and the count now 3-2 on the breaking ball. Was a little bit strugglesome yesterday, though. 2 walks, did have a hit, 2 strikeouts. Payoff pitch misses inside on a fastball off the plate, and it's a full count walk worked here by Nathan Furman with nobody out here in the top of the fifth. This brings up Jose Devers, and out comes Coach Blant and the pitching coach for the Red Sox to talk things over. No Liam Carroll, so this might not be the day for Elmer Cruz. Or Rodriguez Cruz. 9-1 the lead, Salem on top of Lynchburg in this 460 rivalry. Well, Tyler, maybe a fun time, little bark at the park, break out a little bit of dog trivia, because why not? The band broken up here as the entire infield converged. Coming up to break things up, Michael Corbett. Back to baseball we will go. Jose Devers digs back in. The righty is 0-2 this afternoon. Runner on first, nobody out. The first pitch. Fastball finds the zone at 91, and the count now 0-1. Well, here's the first one for you. What part of a dog is as unique as human
fingerprints.
Hmm.
The 0-1. Swing and a foul ball into the seats in right. Their nose. Their nose. How about this one? What is the smallest dog breed? And again, this is because it is Bark at the Park Day here in Salem.
And those Pomeranian dogs, pretty small.
0-2 rings them up, looking on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball painting the outside corner. That's the first out. Strikeout number 4 for Rodriguez Cruz. Here's Angel Zarate. Singled and grounded out so far today in his 2 plate appearances. Smallest breed of dog is Chihuahua.
Mm.
You were close, though.
A little minor league tie-in.
First pitch misses outside, and the count now 1-0. What is a group of puppies called?
A group of puppies. That would be my answer.
A litter.
Ah, that's right. I should have gotten that. Yep. Should have gotten that.
The 1-0. Check swing just outside. 77 on the radar gun. It is now 2-0. What percentage of American households have a dog?
I'm going to say it's got to be pretty high. I'm going to go 30 to 40%.
2-0, chopped on the ground to Ravello. He scoops it, throws to second in time. Throw back to first is there. How about a little 4-6-3 double play to end the inning? 9-1, Sox on top. More dog trivia in the bottom of the fifth coming up after this. It's Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Red Sox on top 9-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Roberto Mexicano to lead us off, catching this afternoon here in the bottom of 5. The first pitch inside on a breaking ball. The count now 1-0. Luis Almonte now enters his 3rd inning of work. He kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball misses inside at 91, and the count now 2-0. Salem with this 9-1 lead, well, how did we get here? It was 3 runs in the bottom of the first for the Red Sox. 2-0 misses high, and the count now 3-0. Those 3 runs came off of Miguel Blaise being aboard by a fielder's choice, followed by a single and a stolen bag by Alan Castro. Get me over strike is in there on a changeup. The count now 3-1. Luis Ravello ended up with an RBI single, and then Juan Chacon with an RBI double. 5-pitch walk worked here by Roberto Mexicano to lead things off in the bottom of the fifth.
Good plate discipline, and I'm interested to see just how long Luis Almonte can go. In his first appearance, you have to imagine that the arm is healthy, but you want to keep that arm healthy. As a reliever, not sure how long he is expected to go.
Here's the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo. First pitch skips up into the dirt and is gloved by Mejias. It's 1-0. Also, three runs in the bottom of the first. How about a six-piece in the bottom of the third? Second highest this season, behind eight runs in the fifth, back in game one of this series for the Red Sox. 1-0 misses Mejias' mitt way outside to the left, and it's going to be a free bag on a wild pitch here for Yerberto Mexicana. Runner on second with nobody out. It's a 9-1 lead for the Red Sox in the bottom of five. Started with an error for Miguel Blaise. And ended up Alan Castro hit an RBI double, a walk, an RBI single from Ravello, an RBI single from Chacon, a two RBI single from James. Now 3-0 after a pitch misses outside on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Almonte in the stretch. Kicks and deals the 3-0. Upstairs and away, it's a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks for the Red Sox. Runners on first and second.
And you can tell here Almonte is just starting to lose a little bit of that control. Going to get that mound visit from Mejias, the catcher. And it looks like there is a bit of movement starting to begin out in right field towards that Lynchburg bullpen. Just a few feet shuffling from what we can see from our vantage point.
Top of the order here with Roman Anthony. A pair of walks today and a fly out to left field. 255, though, on the year. One of the more promising prospects on this Red Sox roster. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. First pitch to Anthony. Swing and a miss. 92 on the fastball. High and in. It's 0-1. Let's bark in the park day here at the ballpark. Let's bring you some more dog trivia, because why not? 0-1 to Anthony. Check swing, misses low, and it's 1-1. What percentage of American households have a dog? Tyler, you said between 30 and 40 was your guess?
I would say so, right around there.
53% of American households have a dog.
Wow. Would not have gone above 50%.
1-1 fouled back to the netting on a fastball high, and it's 1-2. Do you have a dog back at home?
I do not.
No dog. Okay, so you are part of the 47% that is dogless.
I am.
1-2 on the way to Anthony. Swung on, lifted foul out into left. This will carry into the seats. And we'll stay at a ball and a pair of strikes.
I guess I should expect that. I would say about 50% of the people I know have a dog and 50% do not. So that about makes sense.
Do you ever plan to get a dog? The 1-2 swung on, fouled back to left of the broadcast booth, out of play, and it's still 1-2.
You know, I'm not in that situation yet, but in the future, I feel like that's a decision that future wife and kids are going to have. I'm staying out of that decision.
Okay, fair enough. I'm a big dog guy. I always had dogs growing up. 1-2 to Anthony. Misses low. It's 2-2 on an 88-mile-an-hour changeup below the knees. Well, how about this one? What dog originally from Siberia is known for pulling sleds?
Oh, that's a gimme. It's a husky.
Yes, it is a husky. Two pitch on the way. Way outside, and the count worked full. 92 on the fastball that misses away. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, you're making me feel good about myself now. Alex, what is Toto?
Yes. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. Big lead for the Sox at 9-1 in the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 the count, the payoff pitch. Swing and a fly ball out towards left. This will continue to tail foul. Still 3-2 now for Roman Anthony as he elongates this at-bat. A Great Dane named Zeus is known as the tallest dog ever. How many inches tall was he?
He'll go 60.
3-2. Swing and a pop out into the seats again. We're still at 3-2.
And that's not too tall. That's only 5 feet, but that's a pretty tall dog. 60 inches.
Nah, it's only 44 inches.
44.
Yes.
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like there could be a 5 foot dog at some point.
3-2. Got him looking. 84 on the changeup. Anthony frustrated. And it's the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 5 for Luis Almonte. It's Miguel Blaise. And actually, this is going to do it before. This will, in all likelihood here, be the day for Luis Almonte. I think it will. Yep, that'll do it. Almonte's day is done. We'll get a pitching change here in Salem. First, though, we'll let you know, baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you will score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, what do, TK?
You score rewards.
And when you test your skills at trivia, you will what?
Score rewards.
Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or the Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Well, let's never do that again. That was goofy. New pitcher on the hill now. Orquelin Vasquez, his second appearance in this series. Pitched a couple of days ago.
Well, Vasquez coming in just 2 days ago in that extra inning thriller in which Salem walked it off and ended up,
Samuel Vasquez.
Samuel Vasquez pitched the day before that on April 20th in a Lynchburg 9-run win. And ended up doing pretty well for himself. 3 1/3, only one hit allowed, 3 strikeouts, did not allow a run to score. So a pretty good talent out of the bullpen in Orquelin Vasquez out of the pen for Lynchburg. This is a guy who's been with the organization since 2018, the Santo Domingo product. Played a little bit, only 3 games last year with Lynchburg, spending most of the time in the Arizona Complex League, but has been looking really good to this point in the Carolina League season.
Taller frame, 6'3", 194 pounds. Runners on first and second. It's a 9-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth for the Red Sox with one down. Miguel Blaise at the dish. Coming off the heels of a Roman Anthony looking strikeout. First pitch to Blaise. Breaking ball outside at 77 in the count now 1-0. Some more dog trivia for you. What breed of dog is considered the overall largest dog, Tyler?
Oh, I know the answer to this one, but it's not coming to the top of my head immediately.
1-0 misses away on a fastball, and the count now 2-0.
I'll go with a Great Dane.
Close. It is a Mastiff.
Ah.
Great Dane is second. Two balls, no strikes, in and out. The pitch to Blaise. Swing and a chopper. Scooped up by Devers. Throw to second is there. Throw to first is not. Brown couldn't pick it off the ground. Coming in to score all the way from third is Yorberto Mexicano. It does retire Abram Liendo as the force is there over at second. But Miguel Blaise is aboard on, I guess, a fielder's choice here, unless they go with the error.
I believe they're going to go with an error. An error has just popped up on the scoreboard for Lynchburg.
Scores are on for the Sox. 10-1 now the score. Here's Alan Castro. Big lead for Salem here. First pitch. Outside, it's 1-0. It's the most they've scored up to this point in a game. so far this year. When they scored eight, they were down 11-0 at that point. So this is the most they've scored through a fifth, and it's not over yet. It's 10 runs in a game. Swing and a fly ball out into shallow left center. Coming on is Sadui. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Salem does put one run on the board. Not a single hit, though. One error and one left on base. Back after this for the top of the sixth. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Welcome back here on MILB TV. 10-1 your score. Salem on top of Lynchburg as we get you going for the top half of the sixth inning. As the first pitch misses outside to Guy Lipscomb in the count now 1-0. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball misses high in the count now 2-0. So far today, Lipscomb walked and lined out to short. 2-0, just outside, and the count now 3-0. Pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox here, the third pitcher that they have thrown. Here's the 2-1. Luis De La Rosa on the hill, and the count now 3-1 for Guy Lipscomb. He kicks and deals the 3-1. Check swing, finds the zone anyways on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. And the count now full at 3-2. Skied out into left center. Tracking underneath it is Castro. Makes the catch on the run, and there's one away.
First time we've seen a Salem pitcher in Elmer Rodriguez Cruz go five innings, which means right now he's qualified for the win if Salem can hold on to this nine-run lead.
Luis De La Rosa, a righty, 6-1. Acquired out of a trade in 2021 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. First pitch misses on Mike Collado in the count now 1-0. It was acquired from Kansas City in a three-team deal that also included the New York Mets as the 1-0 misses outside, and it's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch finds the zone on the outside corner, 90 on the fastball. It's 2-1. Goes with the fastball, the curveball, the changeup, a little bit of slider action as well. Here's the 2-1. Fastball in the zone again, and we're even at 2-2. Signed with the Royals for $147,000 when he turned 16 in July of 2018. Primarily played shortstop growing up, but converted to pitching shortly before signing. 2-2 misses high, and the count now full. Was acquired as a player to be named later from Kansas City in the Andrew Benintendi trade. Payoff pitch is fouled away into left and will stay full. Missed about a month, at least, due to an injury last season. Played in the Florida Complex League the last 2 years for the Red Sox. Gets him to miss on the strikeout, two away. So Mike Collado sat down on the strikeout, first strikeout of the day for Luis De La Rosa. Here's Manuel Mejias, 0 for 2 today with a swinging strikeout and a ground out.
By the way, quick scoring change that was later added in the books that was initially called something else originally.
First pitch misses inside, it's 1-0.
The Luis Ravello RBI single back in the first where the call was overturned. That is now ruled as a reach on error. 3 runs in that inning, all unearned.
Ball sliced sharply over to Ravello on the ground. The second baseman tosses to first in time for the out. 1-2-3. Down go the Hillcats. Bottom of the sixth coming up after this. It's a 10-1 lead for the Red Sox on MILB TV. Cutter Coffee leads us off here in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 10-1 lead for Salem on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats, looking to even up the series at 3 in game number 6. First pitch to Coffee misses way high and away, and the count now 1-0. Ortquellen Vasquez came in relief of Luis Almonte. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, rifled out to right. It's down for a leadoff base hit in the bottom of the sixth. Cutter Coffee with back-to-back base hits in his last two at-bats. And there's a runner on first with nobody out for Luis Ravello.
Coffee's been looking really good in his past couple of at-bats. For a guy in Ortquellen Vasquez who only allowed one hit his last appearance against Salem to get a hit in second inning of work is a big sign for Salem.
First pitch to Ravello. Swing and a miss. Got him to golf at the changeup at 82. And the count now 0-1. Runner on first, nobody out. Large lead for the Sox. Check over to first, sliding in safely is Coffey. Well, it's Bark at the Park Day here in Salem. Tyler, what famous musician has a song titled Hound Dog?
Couldn't tell you that one.
There's the 0-1 to Ravello. Misses low in the count now, 1-1. Elvis Presley. Never heard that one?
I haven't.
I ain't nothing but a hound. You never heard that?
I have. I have. Just didn't come to the top of my head.
Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Way high and in. Ravello has to limbo away from that one in the count now, 2-1. What breed of dog is used as a piece in the popular board game Monopoly? There's no way you get this one.
Hold on. Oh, give me a second. I know what it looks like.
2-1. Way inside again, brushing Ravello off the plate. And it's 3-1.
Is it a terrier?
Wow. It's a Scottish terrier. I am impressed. For a guy that doesn't even have a dog.
Yeah. I can pull something out.
There you go. Runner on first, nobody out. 3-1 pitch. Way outside, a 5-pitch walk for Luis Ravello. And with nobody out, there's runners on first and second. This sets the table for Juan Chacon. 2-for-3 today with a pair of RBIs on a double and a single. Also made a diving grab out and left. And the conversation here in the press box is that he's most likely the player of the game if the Sox can hold on to this 9-run lead. Can he do some more damage?
2-for-3 so far, a pair of RBI. He's been looking really good at the plate.
Time called here by Michael Corbett. He points to the pitcher in the count now. 1-0 on a pitch clock violation. Vasquez staring down Chacon. Glances back to second, the 1-0. Outside in the count now, 2-0. What is the name of the three-headed dog responsible for guarding the gates of the underworld in Greek mythology?
I know the answer to this one.
Chacon fouls one away, and the count now 2-1.
Now, if you're a Greek mythology major, or if that's one of your hobbies, I'm sorry because I'm about to butcher this name, but I know what it is. Is it Cerberus?
Yes. Cerberus?
Something like that.
Runners on first and second, the 2-1. Swing and a fly ball out into shallow center. Sadui barely has to move, now comes in to make the catch. And that's the first out. Chacon drops to 2-for-4, and the runners will stay put at first and second. Here's Lionel James. Has a 2-RBI single and a pair of strikeouts today. All right, we had a group of puppies a few innings ago. How about what is a group of dogs called?
A pack?
Yes. I think NC State Wolf Pack. First pitch to James, misses inside, and the count 1-0. Where do golden retrievers originate from?
Can I get a hint on this one?
Europe.
That's what I figured. That doesn't help.
1-0 inside, trickles off the glove of Mejias. He scoops it up, and nobody moves.
I'll go. Okay, one more. If you can give me this, north or south?
I don't know. I don't. I should know the geography of Europe better than I do, apparently.
Oh, boy. I'll go Sweden. Just throw that out there.
Scotland. 2-0. Swung on, lifted into right. Tailing foul. One hopper over the fence into the crowd. And the count now at a 2-1. With runners on first and second. One away. And a 10-1 lead for the Red Sox. Vasquez kicks and deals the 2-1. Swing and a chopper. Scooping it up is Turner. Steps on second, throws to first, and the double play is turned to end the inning. 4-3 double play sits down Salem. They still lead it 10-1, top of the seventh after this on MILB TV. Top of the seventh here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful afternoon. It's Bark in the Park here in Salem as the first pitch misses for Tyrese Turner in the count now 1-0. Luis De La Rosa still on the hill. His second inning of work for the Red Sox, and it's a 10-1 lead for Salem. 1-0 misses away in the count now 2-0. 78 on the off speed. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a chopper out into right field, and the count now 2-1. Tyrese Turner, 1-for-2 today. Batting .077 on the year, has his first hit of the season right here in this game, the 2-1. Swing and a fly ball out into left. Chacon goes three steps back, makes the grab for out number one. Been busy out there today. He's also 2-for-4 in the batter's department, and Chacon having himself a game. This brings up Lexer Sadui, the center fielder. 0-for-2 today with a pair of swinging strikeouts. Both were against Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, who had the start. Trickles one right in front of home plate on a foul tip, and the count now 0-1. Let's go back to our dog trivia and bring you some more. First, though, the 0-1 pitch to Sadui. Upstairs in the count now 1-1 on a fastball out of the zone. What breed of dog played Marley in the film Marley and Me?
I've seen the movie. Not the best with my breeds.
1-1 misses inside on a fastball. It's 2-1.
Was that a golden retriever?
You're very close. It was a Labrador retriever.
Ah.
2-1 pitch. Upstairs, 3-1. So a golden retriever, more hair, a little more golden. Labrador retriever. This one particularly a yellow lab, the 3-1. Swing and a foul tip. Shorter hair, lighter in color. Count now full at 3-2. Conversation now between Michael Corbett and Luis De La Rosa as he gets a new ball. Great movie, by the way. Very sad movie at the end, but a great movie. Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston starring in that one. Some barking going on here at the ballpark. 3-2 to pitch. Inside, misses low and in. Lexer Sadui gets the full count walk with one out, and there's a runner on first for the Hillcats.
First batter to reach as well for Lynchburg off Luis De La Rosa as he had sat down the first four batters he faced.
What breed of dog is the most popular in the United States?
Now that has to be the Golden Retriever.
That is the Labrador Retriever.
Oh, my God.
Swing and a fly ball out to right for Jordan Brown. Coming on is Blaze, and he ends up calling off Ravello. Both of them were going at the ball at the same time. Last second, he calls off Ravello, makes the catch for out number two.
You know, I'll just admit at this point, I do not know my dog trivia. If I'm ever on Jeopardy and dogs are a category, the two contestants that are on the show with me are having a field day in that category.
All right, you should know this one.
Okay.
What sense do dogs use the most?
It's got to be smell.
That is the sense of smell. First pitch finds the zone on the inside corner for a fastball at 89. It's 0-1 for Nathan Furman, the leadoff hitter. 0-2 today, but batting 370 on the year with a runner on first and two away. 0-1 pitch to Furman. Misses high, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. 10-1, Red Sox on top. They're also out-hitting the Hillcats, 9-4. Lynchburg has committed three errors as well. Just not the Hillcats' day here in Game 6. Here's the 1-1. Check swing inside. It misses. It's 2-1 on a 79-mile-an-hour curveball. What is the last sense that a puppy fully develops? 2-1. Foul ball into right.
Go with hearing.
Yes. Nailed it.
I was between that and sight, but...
Are you a Harry Potter guy at all?
No.
Well, this one is not going to go well for you. What is the name of Hagrid's dog in the Harry Potter series?
Spike.
No. The 2-2.
Spot.
Inside misses. It's 3-2 on a changeup. Runner on first. 3-2 the count. Two away. Fang is the name of Hagrid's dog in Harry Potter.
That's a pretty cool name, though.
Luis De La Rosa offers the payoff pitch. Runner goes from first. Swing and a blooper right over to Lionel James on a one hop. He steps on the first base bag for out number three. 10-1, Red Sox on top. Bottom of the seventh after this on MILB TV.
10-1, Red Sox on top on Bark in the Park Day here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 10-1 lead, comfortably going to the bottom of the seventh for Salem. Roberto Mexicano will lead us off, catching this evening. Had an RBI double back in the third, flew out and walked. Besides that, as the first pitch skips in the dirt away from the left-handed glove of Mejias, and it's 1-0. Still Ward Quellen Vasquez on the mound for the Hillcats. He winds and fires the 1-0 way high and in at 90 miles an hour. A little bit of chin music there for Mexicano as he's brushed off the plate, and it's now 2-0. Is laced out into deep center field. Towards the track is Sadu. He makes the catch about 15 feet in front of the warning track, and that's out number one. Here's Abram Liendo playing at third base this evening. Walked, struck out looking, and flew out, so 0-for-2 on the day with a walk out of Maracay, Venezuela. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Here's the first pitch. This ball finds the outside corner in the count now 0-1. Salem scored 10 in the bottom of the first, or excuse me, 3 in the bottom of the first, 6 in the bottom of the third, 1 in the bottom of the fifth. That's how we have ourselves this 10-1 score. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a foul ball back into the seats. We'll stay at 0-2. The one run from Lynchburg came off of a solo home run from Jordan Brown. It was back in the fifth. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a foul back again, and we'll stay at 0-2. Well, Tyler, we brought draw trivia. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, rings him up looking at 74. Curve ball just snapped right down into the zone, and Liendo knew it because he took off for the dugout immediately. How about a little bit of, instead of dog trivia, the best dog movies of all time. Number one, Lady and the Tramp. First pitch. Roman Anthony looks in, ball number one below the knees, and the count now 1-0. Ever seen Lady and the Tramp?
Have. I'm not going to lie, it's been a while,
yeah.
But I have.
1-0 to Anthony. Breaking ball snaps in again. That curveball with some really nice lateral movement, and it's 1-1. Old Yeller, number two. Classic, Disney classic from 57, rather. Foul back to the netting, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Moves to 1-2. Nobody on with two away and a 10-1 lead for the Sox here in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-2 pitch. Outside, and it's 2-2. Anthony 0-for-2 today, but with a pair of walks as well. Struck out looking in his previous at-bat. 2-2 to Anthony. Upstairs and away, and the count worked full on a fastball missing high. Number three, The Incredible Journey from 1963. I have not seen that one.
I have
or
not,
even
never
heard of it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I might be dating ourselves a bit, but
3-2 fouled back. We'll stay at 3-2. Number four, I've never heard of either. Sounder from 1972. Number five, Benji from 1974. I feel like I've heard of that. Have not seen it. The 3-2. Swing and a liner out on the left, hailing foul just over the top of the Red Sox bullpen. This one I have heard of. Number seven on the list, Cujo from 1983. A horror movie about a killer dog. 3-2 to Anthony. Ring him up looking. 91 on the fastball, painting the inside corner. Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3 on a pair of strikeouts from Quellen Vasquez. Top of the eighth after this, 10-1 the lead for the Sox. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Top of the eighth here for you in Salem. 10-1, Red Sox on top of the Hillcats. Tyler Katz going to take us the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Gio stepping into the batter's box. Jose Devers to lead off the inning. A new pitcher in Michael Valera on the mound for Salem as well. Valera has made a few appearances for the Salem Sox so far this season. The native to San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic, has appeared in four games. There's a grounder to third, picked up by Liendo. On to first, a 5-3 ground out leads the inning off here in the eighth. Angel Zarate, the next to grab a bat for Lynchburg. Zarate. Today is 1-for-3, a single ground out and grounded into a double play. The University of North Carolina product is the next to take on Valera. He singles to right field. A nice piece of hitting for Angel Zarate to put a runner aboard for Lynchburg with one out in the inning. Lynchburg needs to start a rally pretty soon, trailing by 9 runs entering the 8th inning. Guy Lipscomb, the next batter. Zarate stands at first. Pitch outside. Lipscomb, the Tupelo, Mississippi native. Went to school in Nashville at Belmont University. Played just 2 seasons with the Bruins of Belmont. Inside nearly hits him. It skips away. A wild pitch will allow Zarate, who singled earlier this inning, to scamper up to second base. ...10-1 our score here from Salem. We'll take a quick look at around the Carolina League. Almost every team in action today. Delmarva took down Fredericksburg earlier today, 8-5, to improve to 8-6 on the season. They will hold on to the sole top spot in the Carolina League North with that win. Ball upstairs makes it a 3-0 count to Lipscomb. Kannapolis winning against Charleston 3-2. Only 2 innings came the total runs for both teams. Called a strike downstairs, 3-1 count. Kannapolis scored 3 runs in the bottom of the second. Charleston somewhat rebounded with 2 runs in the top of the seventh, but that was all that was doing. The Cannonballers get the 3-2 win. Ball called strike outside. It was a delayed strike call, and it brings Lipscomb back into the batter's box with a full count, 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Michael Valera. Carolina and Down East playing a doubleheader today. Pitch inside, called strike 3. Upset about it is Guy Lipscomb, who's rung up looking. So Lipscomb strikes out. It's Valera's first of the day. Well, 2 outs now here in the top of the eighth. Zarate in scoring position for Mike Collado, who's 1-for-3 today, reached on an error, singled, and struck out. But the doubleheader in Down East between the Mudcats and the Wood Ducks. First pitch, check swing, called strike. Carolina won game 1 of the doubleheader 4-3 over the Wood Ducks, and then won game 2 in extra innings 3-2 with a run in the top of the 8th, with it being a 7-inning doubleheader split. Ball downstairs at 84, a 1-1 count to Collado, runner at second base. 10-1 our score, we're in the top of the 8th. Only one other game currently going on in the Carolina League. That is down in Columbia. There's a foul ball hooking off to the left side. It will go well out of play. 1-2 count to Collado. Fayetteville in the bottom of the first, leading the Columbia Fireflies 1-0. Both Fayetteville and Carolina will come to Salem in a couple of weeks for the next homestand for the Salem Red Sox as they take a trip to the Delmarva Shorebirds, return against the Woodpeckers, and then the Fireflies the very next week. 1-2, well inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Collado. 10-1 our score here, 1 run on 5 hits, 3 errors for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 10 runs on 9 hits, 1 error in the field for Salem. 2-2 delivery, upstairs, count will work full to Collado. Later tonight, 6 o'clock, 6:05 first pitch scheduled between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch inside, ball 4. Second walk of the inning surrendered by Michael Valera. It puts 2 runners on for Manuel Mejias. Gio, you mentioned it a little bit earlier today. Mejias has not been having the best appearance at the plate this series. He's 0 for 3 today and is coming up with 2 outs.
And a runner on both first and second, too. So leaving guys on base has kind of been an issue today. They started the game setting the tempo, leaving the bases loaded.
First pitch down the middle at 86 miles per hour. Quick look at around the Red Sox organization. Of course, 10-1 our score here in single A with Salem leading Lynchburg. Up in high A, the Greensboro Grasshoppers take down the Greenville Drive. Foul tip into the glove. A bit shaken up is Mexicano as he'll take a walk behind home plate. But Greensboro getting the win over Greenville 4-1 earlier today. The Portland Sea Dogs have looked really good in their season so far, 11-4, including a 6-1 win over the Reading Fighting Phils earlier today. And then a doubleheader for Worcester and the Woo Sox, falling in game one to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 5-4 earlier today in a 7-inning game. And in the top of the seventh with 2 outs, trail the Iron Pigs 9-3. In the Major League, Boston Red Sox defeated the Milwaukee Brewers earlier today 12-5. Pitch inside for ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 runners aboard with Collado at first, Arate at second. 2 away, top 8, 10-1, Salem over Lynchburg. Two way upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was a dominant showing in the first third of this ball game by Salem as they ended the third inning up 9-0. They have since held on to that 9-run lead. Ball downstairs, full count. The lone run put up by Lynchburg today was a Jordan Brown solo home run in the fifth. Salem responded by putting up a run of their own in the bottom of the fifth to keep that lead at 9. Payoff pitch with 2 outs, runners go. On a swing and a miss, down on strikes goes Manuel Mejias. Second strike out of the inning for Michael Valera. Red Sox hope the final time they have to come up to bat the next frame. Bottom of the eighth coming up. 10-1 our score here on MILB TV. Welcome you back here, bottom of the eighth, leading things off for the Salem Sox. Miguel Blaise, Alan Castro, Cutter Coffee do up this inning. First pitch fouled off. Call to the bullpen for Lynchburg. 23, Sean Rapp comes out of the bullpen. A call to the bullpen made by bench coach Jan Rivera, as it was not a particularly dramatic ejection, but Jordan Brown, the manager of the Hillcats, was in fact ejected back in the first inning. Ball misses downstairs, one ball, one strike. Sean Rapp, former teammates with Lynchburg left fielder Angel Zarate, a North Carolina Tar Heel, drafted in the 20th round by the Guardians. Ball misses downstairs, two balls and a strike. A resilient arm out of the pen for both North Carolina and Lynchburg. Appeared in 42 games last season for North Carolina. 2-1 delivery. Called a strike inside. Well, a lot of fun facts to talk about Mr. Sean Rapp on the mound. His older brother, Tommy, currently serving in the U.S. Army based out of in Hawaii. Foul ball trickles back 2-2. So we thank Tommy Rapp for his service. His older brother, Brian, played baseball at Boston College, was drafted by the Minnesota Twins back in 2018. He appeared in the Toronto Blue Jays organization in 2021, but haven't seen him in a professional game since. Saying that Blaise went around on that, he's going to be called out on strikes. Miguel Blaise goes down for the first out of the inning. Alan Castro, the next batter today, 2-for-4, a single, a double, a fielder's choice, and a fly out to center on Castro's line. So Rapp looks in, fires on a grounder heading over to third. Furman picks it up onto first base in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out will bring up Cutter Coffee, who's 2-for-3. Pair of singles, a walk, and a strikeout for the next batter, Cutter Coffee. Well, how about this, Gio? Sean Rapp, multi-sport athlete, plays baseball, but also at the University of North Carolina, was the vice president of the ping pong club.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
I mean, I like to think I'm pretty good. I can take most people, but I'd be scared to be on the opposite side of the table as Sean Rapp. Called strike at 83 to Coffee. When you're the vice president of a ping pong club, you have to be pretty good.
And pretty involved.
Yeah.
In the philanthropy side of things.
0-1 upstairs, one ball and one strike. Rapp made his professional debut earlier this season back on April 7th against Fredericksburg, pitched an inning and a third. Allowed a hit while striking out three. 1-1 downstairs. Two balls and a strike to Cutter Coffee. Two outs here, bottom eight, nobody aboard for Salem. It's a 10-1 comfortable Salem Sox lead. Inside, called a strike. When we enter the top of the ninth, Salem's defense would need three outs to secure the win, and it's the bottom of the order due up. Tyrese Turner, Lexer Sadui, and Jordan Brown. 2-2. Swung on, just fouled off. We're on April 23rd, game six of this six-game series. Hillcats lead the series 3-2. Red Sox trying to split. And by the way, the all-time series between Lynchburg and Salem's organizations, 596 to 595 is the current count between the two franchises.
Looks like we might come out of the weekends even then.
Salem is currently trailing that came into this series tied at 593s. 2-2, fouled off. Well, we'll take a short moment to talk about this day in Red Sox organization history. April 23rd, turn the clocks back to 1939, when the great Ted Williams hit his first Major League home run. 2-2, check swing, appeal down, no swing, says Chris Janke, the field umpire. Count is full to Cutter Coffee. Ted Williams hit his first Major League home run April 23rd, 1939, went 4-for-5 in that game. Red Sox ultimately fell to the Philadelphia Phillies in that game. Payoff pitch from Rapp. Grounder heading over to third, picked up by Furman. On to first, tough play, but a good scoop by Brown to get the out. A 5-3 ground out, three up, three down go the Salem Sox. In the bottom of the eighth, ninth inning coming up, Salem holding on to a comfortable 10-1 lead on MILB-TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning. Three outs are needed for Salem's defense. Foul ball heading straight back towards us right underneath the booth. That was the closest call all season to one entering the booth itself. Maybe 6 inches below our window. Gave me a mini heart attack. Fly ball over to right field. Still kind of recovering from that scare. Miguel Blaise lifts the glove and makes the catch for out number one. Barely had time to tell you, a new pitcher on the mound for the Salem Sox. 28, Brock Bell taking the mound. Woo, my heart is still racing when I saw that one coming up. Had the right angle. Everything was looking good for that one to come straight back into the booth. First pitch downstairs for ball one. Lexer Sadoui, the current batter today, is 0-for-2, has not put a ball in play, has struck out twice and walked once. A called strike will make it a 1-1 count to Sadoui, with Bell currently on the mound. A non-save situation as it's a 10-1 lead. Swing and a miss for strike two. That one just hit. The foul ball from Tyrese Turner hit just under us, but a 1-2 pitch will miss upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Salem is two outs away from victory and splitting the series with Lynchburg. Ball upstairs will make it a full count to Lexer Sadui. Again, has struck out and walked in today's game, is a pitch away from doing both. He'll foul one off towards the left side, hooking towards the seats. A fan misread it and will chase it down. A kid was racing for it, and he'll give it to the kid. Good job. Good Samaritan. 3-2. High pop-up in the infield. Underneath it, Cutter Coffey, the shortstop, calling everybody off. He'll reach up and make the catch. So a pop-out to short. Lynchburg down to their final out would need a two-out, nine-run rally to stay alive. And I think it's fair to say that Salem is going to come out of this one with the victory. Jordan Brown, 1-for-3 today, hit his first home run of the season to left field. First pitch, a miss downstairs at 81 miles per hour. 1-0, chopped foul towards the Red Sox dugout. Evens the count to 1-1. One-one delivery. Chopper foul. Coming up for Salem. Hit the road to take on the Delmarva Shorebirds for a six-game series. Then return here to Salem Memorial Ballpark for a 12-game homestand. Time is called for a pitch clock violation. It'll be an automatic ball, 2-2. Return here for a 12-game homestand to take on Fayetteville and Columbia. A little trip to the Carolina League South coming up in the next homestand. 2-2, fouled off, will stay alive in this game. Crashes into the seats. Meanwhile, for Lynchburg, they return home to take on the Fredericksburg Nationals. First time taking on a Carolina League North team for a home game for Lynchburg this season. Another foul ball for Jordan Brown, doing a good job of staying alive. Hillcats are down to their final strike. Game started today at 3:07. It's 5:39. 2-2. Chopper foul. Jordan Brown doesn't want to go back to Lynchburg just yet. Trying to keep it alive. Two-two delivery. Hit towards third. It's speared. A great play for Abram Liendo to end the ball game. It's a Salem win, 10-1, the final score. Well, Giovanni Heater, who's my broadcast partner, is down on the field. He's going to talk with Juan Chacon, our player of the game today. That'll be coming up on the Salem Red Sox social media accounts, so be sure to stay tuned for that. As for us here, we'll take you through some final statistics in this game as Salem takes the win by a final score of 10-1. A lineout to third base to end it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base in the top of the ninth inning as Salem gets the convincing 10-1 victory. Final out today recorded at 5:41. As we'll take a short break, be back here. Keep it here on MILB TV. Back here on MILB TV as we wrap things up. 10-1, our final score. Salem over Lynchburg. Final line score for the Salem Sox. 10 runs on 9 hits. Only commit 1 error in the field. Leave 6 runners on base. Winning pitcher was the starter today in Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He improves to 1-1 on the season. Meanwhile, for Lynchburg, just one run. It was off a solo home run by Jordan Brown. Five hits, three errors. The Hillcats leave eight runners on base today. Losing pitcher was the starter, Bronny Munoz. He falls 2-1-1 on the season. Our first pitch today was recorded at 3:07. Final out recorded at 5:40 for a game time of 2 hours and 33 minutes. Total of 2,535 fans in attendance today from Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can be one of those fans in attendance a couple of weeks from now when the Salem Sox return home to take on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Until then, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz, saying so long for Salem, where one more time the final score, Lynchburg 1, Salem 10. So long from Salem Memorial Ballpark.